Alright. Yes, sir. Check, check. Alright. Alright. Yeah. Woo. What's up, all my dogs out there? It's your boy, the Dean Class in session. We have a good show for you guys out there. Before we do the show, as we always say for y'all guys out there, man, a lot of y'all guys already caking. I'm going to show y'all why y'all fucking lose by saying he didn't get destroyed. By the first even statement, guys, I'm going to get y'all ass in a second. Gentlemen, I want to let y'all guys know that this show is 100% original, 100% guaranteed, that everything y'all hear is actual game. We're going to connect what we talked about last night to tonight's show. Before I get to this, I want to give a shout out to my chat room dogs. Always, guys, out to everyone listening to me. If you want to fuck with me, go ahead and get a go ahead and get your 100-piece puzzle kit. Nobody sees you on internet. Go to Michael's, Target, Hobby Lobby, Michael's, whatever. Go get a 100-piece puzzle set, gentlemen. Drive home. Dump the puzzles on the table. Throw the box away and start being able to create your world your way. I welcome you all to the show. I'm your host, the Dean Class in Session. Fuck all that other shit. Let's get into it. Let's talk about something for a second. I want to post some of these things right here. Now, I want to show y'all guys, okay, where weakness is. Now, I want to show you now, AA, W2F, and Mark, I want to show y'all from the beginning of this fucking interview, this motherfucker ain't got no game. Guys, let me explain about game real quick. Game is what game does. And if you standing on all the shit you say on the internet, you on an interview should never change, move, barter, or move away off your fucking square. Now, gentlemen, remember, there's one thing that I teach you, nobody else teaches you, real quick, so y'all can understand what I'm talking about. Look at the right-hand side. Always remember, when you have game, you know why you say what you can say. You can defend your position. You can stand on your position without moving anything, kowtowing or adjusting, and be able to express it. And if you can't do that shit, guys, you're full of shit. Now, let me show you the beginning. Because a lot of guys, and again, if y'all want to call in, guys, we want you guys to call in, lines open and all that other stuff as we are breaking this down. But let's go into what a few of these guys, hey, thank you, Pizza Lady, appreciate that. Let's get into what Wolf said. Wolf says, I don't see this interview as taking destroyed. Okay. So I'm going to show you where y'all guys don't have game. This guy said he definitely did not get destroyed. Okay. Let's get to the beginning of this shit. Hold on, let's zoom into this shit. We're going to get into this shit right now. And I'm going to show you guys how this motherfucker got destroyed from the beginning of it. The beginning of this, he got destroyed. Let me show you something. Let's go to the beginning. Let's go to the beginning and watch this, guys. All right, let's get to the beginning of this shit. We're going to do 2.5 hours maybe, but we're going to do a second part of this because I'm not going to be able to get all this shit in one day. So we're going to do this on Sunday night as well, gentlemen, Sunday night as well. So here we go. Listen to this shit. Here we go. Now, hold on. Now, listen. Now, let me show y'all something about Stan. Now, you heard what your boy just said. I want y'all to see this. See, if you're saying wrong information from me from the beginning, now, what you got to understand how this shit goes with this man right here. This man is already positioned Tate as being weak and misogynistic. Now, what he said from the get-go was, well, and Tate's real probably wrong, but let me see, does Tate correct him from Jump Street? Does Tate, we're about to play this, does Tate, as soon as Tate opens his mouth, he should have already corrected him by saying, wait, I understand you're allowed to have your misogynistic view or your views of what you think about me, but for you to say what you're saying is totally wrong, totally false. Because see, here's the thing about a lot of y'all guys that want to say that, you know, he didn't get destroyed. See, a lot of you guys allow women to walk all over y'all bitch asses. A lot of you guys let people dictate to you how shit goes. This guy, if he was a woman, it's the same thing that they do to the majority of you guys out there. So let's get to see what Tato say to this shit. Here we go. They'll play all this shit. Blah, blah, blah. All right. Now, I want y'all, and again, what you see is I do's. All my guys out there, look at the I do's. All I see is cars, houses, cigars. There's nothing about the motherfucking mind. There's nothing about anything I am. All I do's right here. Weapons and cash. Listen, I believe all you guys make your money. But when you're getting around little impressionable kids, they think that this is really an I am. This ain't no fucking I am. This is an I do. Let's get this shit. Wait. I want y'all to see something. Now, I want to see the same smoke. Let's back this up. I want to see the same smoke he has right there. Hold on, watch. Let's get to this. Now, look at that. Wait. See that, guys, what I keep trying to tell y'all guys? See what I keep trying to tell you guys that you guys don't understand? When you don't have game, this is who the fuck is on the interview right now. So what they do, what I'm telling y'all, see, hold on, guys. Gentlemen, wait a second. Wait. Hold on. I want to show y'all something. We're going to break this shit down. Because, see, a lot of young white men back in the day, not too many brothers and shit, but a lot of young white men saw the same thing. I keep telling you, history, there's nothing new under the sun. So let me tell y'all something, because I'm going to show y'all game, because y'all think I'm like here to tear it down. I'm breaking this shit down. Where the fuck is it at? Hold on, let me show y'all something. Decades ago, shit, hold on, damn it. Can I save this shit? What can I save this as? Save as. Yeah, save that as a JPEG. Hold on. All right, save that bitch. Hold the fuck up. Hold on, guys. I want to show y'all something. Because I want a lot of y'all young guys don't understand that there's nothing new under the sun. Can I save this? Let me see if I can save it real quick. Let me see if I can save it. Okay, I can save this. There's nothing new under the sun. And this is why y'all motherfuckers are so goddamn gullible. And they were gullible back in the seduction community days. Because just what you see right there is what you're going to see on this show today. But let me tell you, let me educate y'all, because I'm going to do that. Because a lot of people don't educate y'all. See, back in the day with the pickup artists in the seduction community in the late 90s and the early 2000s, there was a guy named Styles. See that at the top? Look at, and all he did was shave his fucking hair, put on some sunglasses, and acted like he was a ladies' man, and everybody gravitated towards him. So don't think shit don't change. I'm showing you. This was two decades ago. This guy right here that you see right there to the right, that's who he actually is. But what did he do? He cleaned himself up. He shaved his head and he tried to put on a fake ass attitude. Look at this motherfucker. This is who he is. But what did he do? He cleaned himself up, shaved his head, and then he started to raise his voice. And all you guys think that he's a fucking martyr. Let's keep going. All right, let me pause. And let me pause. Now, listen. Everybody listen to me. Here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. Let's see if he maintains the motherfucking same attitude. Okay? Let's see if he has the same attitude that he has in his video. And Facts X, I got you one time. Hold on a second. Okay, see that attitude? Let's see if he holds that same attitude. Facts X, you're new here. Hold on, let me say something. Sorry. Facts X, hold on a second. Facts X, you're new here. So let me help you out, Facts X. What he does ain't shit over here. This is not about being about a millionaire. It's about standing and lying to these young boys, acting like he's about something, okay? All right? No, no, no. A man is never put on the defensive, big dog. This is where y'all don't understand something. When you stand on who the fuck you are, you stand on it. And you got to sit here and make sure. God damn it. Hey, listen. I'm going to put you in timeout. I am not going to. Hey, guys, this is not about me. And if you want to talk shit, travel, I will get rid of y'all motherfuckers. Y'all got to understand. We in the platform where y'all going to either shut the fuck up and be disrespectful. You got something to say, call in. But other than that, I will get rid of your bitch ass quick. I ain't got time for that shit. You say some shit, let's get it. That you can't freeze a man's account for a thought that he has. But let's keep going. I don't even get into the interview. Let's go. Right. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, wait, let me ask y'all a question. Hey, listen, guys, he challenged his fucking philosophy. Why is he not standing on what he's saying from the get-go? But let's keep going, dog. Let's keep going. And S. Sands, will you please shut the fuck up with that bitch-ass shit? Please don't come in here with that bitch shit. Let's keep going. Man, let's get to them. Let's start laying in. Let's get into the scooters to this shit. Okay, he's saying things that men think, believe, and feel. He's saying things that men think, believe. No, men don't think. No, remember I showed y'all yesterday. Weak men create masculine women. Strong men create feminine women. And all these little shits that he's following are fucking soft as fuck. And all they're doing is complaining. So there ain't no fucking belief. This motherfucker's a... Let's keep going. Let's keep going. All right, here we go. All right, stop. Wait. Let's keep getting into this. I think. Well, with all due respect, P, what you think is none of my business because I'm not here to prove anything to you. See, this is where y'all guys don't see game. He ain't, and look, now again, he's letting this dude, it's like a woman just running her mouth and you just sitting there nodding and stuff like that, okay? All right? And this is crazy, dog. And let me say, see that? Hey, guys, hold on. Let me show y'all something. Y'all see how soft motherfuckers are? You can tell he pees sitting down. You can tell he pees sitting down. You see, what happens is, General, always remember when you're talking about the cult leader, the cult followers will come the fuck right on in and try to defend the cult. So, Eric, either you shut your bitch-ass mouth or you get the fuck out of here. How about that? Fuck you. Let's keep going. All right, gentlemen, you know a Klansman can say he doesn't hate people. It's not the, see, and it isn't. On his defense, I'll give a little good defense on this. I can't say what he is or what he isn't because I don't know him. And that's not for me to say what he is or what he isn't, okay? But what he's doing to these young men is making them look at women in a false way because of the bullshit he's fucking saying. So either he actually loves the fact, see, and gentlemen, y'all have to understand that if you do your homework, this is what the pickup artist did to a lot of young men. They pushed and skewed certain things against women, but they love the fact that the majority of young men out here, okay, a lot of these guys out here, the majority, a lot of these guys out here, they don't have game. They're weak as fuck. And they got the disease called the modern male. So they're going to cling to somebody that talks shit to women. That's how they operate. Anybody talking shit about women, they're going to operate towards or cling towards because they ain't got the balls to talk to women. Wait. If he believes in protecting and providing, why does he make it about the money, his cars, his houses, and women, and he doesn't make it about the most important thing, these young men not fight? See, this is what's wrong with a lot of people. They blindly follow things they see on the internet, like women. Women follow shiny shit because women are fucking emotional. And when you don't have game or foundation of yourself, you're going to follow anybody that sounds charismatic or different that is going to not force you to be accountable for yourself. He's never once said you guys are a bunch of fucking losers. He's never said that you guys are the reason why women ain't fucking with you. He's never said you ain't got no mouthpiece, you don't work on yourself, or anything like that. Sure, he gives you a few motivation things, but we already broke down that motivation bullshit. But he's telling these guys about what women are. Now, like I always say, if he fucked every woman out there, he can say what he's saying. But let's keep going. Wait, so you're saying that the modern male has been around since the beginning of time, just different... Yes, bitch! Okay, if you are biblical, if you're biblical, who do you think the first bitch was, if you're biblical? Who do you think got game ran on first, if you're biblical? Come on, think about that. And Lonnie, let me help you out, dumbass. You'll learn about this show. I don't give a fuck. See, this is where you see, this is, again, this is an I do. Y'all see what I do's are versus fucking I am, sir. I'm talking about the mindset. I don't give a fuck about the man because he's not a man if you have game. So please shut your fucking ass up and don't say anything again or get your fucking ass out. Okay, wait, whoa, hold up. So I have to live my life through Amber Heard and Johnny Depp? See, this is where they get you. Isn't the same thing how the news gets you weak-minded motherfuckers? So let me ask a question. If Johnny Depp and Amber Heard eat food, do you shit for them? See, this is where they fucking get you weak-minded motherfuckers. They use two individuals in a situation as everything, as truth. You see what I'm saying? As truth. He just brought up Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Who the fuck said Johnny Depp got game? Johnny Depp's a good actor, but he's just an actor who got punked, abused, walked over, and shitted on by someone that didn't respect them. So how can you use a weak male to tell these other weak males how men act? And see, this is where they connect the dots. He uses weak males, so the weak-minded man who can't get women, who get ran over by women, connect to Johnny Depp, because he's saying if it happens to Johnny Depp, it's going to happen to you. And that's bullshit. That's bullshit. Look, he's already fucked up. Guys, y'all got to get your anger out and look and think. Ask yourself, what does Johnny Depp and Amber Heard situation have to do with you? He's already lost. Okay, I give him that. Hold on, time out. Remember I told you last domino? Women making accusations. Okay, last domino. That's the last domino. Where's the first domino of you knew she wasn't shit from the beginning? You knew she didn't like you from the beginning. You knew she didn't respect you from the beginning. But they don't talk about that. They don't talk about that. They don't talk about that. They only talk about the end result. How does a woman destroy a man's life when a man teaches women how to treat them? Tell me, guys. And I ask all you guys, tell me what is, I've asked you guys, so no one's even answered the question. What is it called a male issue? What the fuck is a male issue? No one's even answered that question. I've asked that question several times. What is a man issue that men go through? What is a man issue that men go through? Because listen to this fucking poor victimhood ass thinking. The woman's doing all this shit too. So wait. See, this is what's wrong with the majority of you motherfucking grass-eating lions. You train everybody how to treat you. So if a woman is treating you like a bitch, it's because she recognizes the bitch in you and you ain't going to do nothing about it. So when is this women treating guys? See, this is all bullshit. This is all bullshit. Let's keep going. I agree. Good. I agree. Yes. Now listen, impressionable teenagers, impressionable young men who have feminine thinking that look for shiny shit on the internet. If a guy yells at a woman, these guys will go to that guy like flies on shit because they think that motherfucker is actually their daddy. Let's go. How does a woman destroy a man? Anybody in the chat room, anybody listening, call in, tell me. How does a woman destroy a man? Please, somebody tell me. You tell me how she destroys a man, and I'll break down that fucking man from the beginning. I'm asking anybody, please. I ask anybody listening. Because, see, y'all can't even answer that fucking question. Because you know if you answer the question, it shows what kind of motherfucking man you are. Because it goes back to the point that this bitch said. Weak males create masculine women. And if you are getting treated like a bitch to a woman, then you are the fucking problem. It's not the woman. It's you. You allow her to yell at you. You allow her to talk shit to you. You allow her to disrespect you. You allow her to hit you. You allow her to threaten and dangle sex. And then you want to cry about it after it's all said and done? Come on, man. Y'all got to get off that bitch shit. Finally, he's right. They don't have an attention span because they're gullible. They're disillusioned and they're naive. They're gullible, disillusioned, and naive, okay? Gullible, disillusioned, and naive. Let's keep going. Okay, okay. Let's get to personal responsibility. When personal responsibility say, listen, my life is my life. You can't have my life because you're not me. Learn how to be your own man. Learn how to think for yourself and don't let allow me, I say for me, or YouTubers to sway your fucking mind. Is that taking, he doesn't say anything like that. There's nothing he says to put you young motherfuckers on notice that you're the fucking problem of why you're having your fucking problems with women. Let's get it. But yes, they are. Stop. No, no. All right, listen, 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 listen. He said women are the property of men, I guess, sometime. You goddamn right she's my property. And I, if you're saying, why can't you stand on it? She has to work for my name. Excuse, let's back this up. She's got to work for my attention. She's got to work for my time. She's got to work for my respect. She's got to work for my dick. She's got to work for me. She's got to work to get me to show me she's worth a relationship. She's got to show me she's worth moving in. She's got to show me she's worth being engaged. She's got to show me she's worth having my fucking kids and holding my name. So you don't think, what the fuck you mean she's not property? What the fuck you mean? And see, here's the problem. He said it and he's backing down on the fucking statement. Guess what, guys? I agree with him, but he doesn't agree with himself because he is backing the fuck away from the statement. And this is why he's getting destroyed. Because if you say shit, stand on it. I just told all you guys out there, okay? I don't know. Let me, hey, Sam, I got to let you go, dog. You're talking too much. Get the fuck out, Sam. All these guys out here, okay? Listen to me. Listen to me. All these guys out here are following somebody that's not standing on the statements. I just gave you the why. I just told you why. And I'll stand on that, defend it, and express it. She's my property. Now, she's not a slave. She's not a slave, but you know what? She can walk out that door anytime she wants to go. But as long as she's with me, she is going to represent the, Eric, come on, don't kick Eric out. Guys, let me show you about why Eric can't get no pussy. You can tell Eric can't get no pussy. Oh, guys, oh. On. Let me show y'all something, okay? That y'all don't understand. let me allow y'all. Socrates says it best. When a man can't debate well, he will start to slander. And Eric, there's no mean Eric. You don't know what that motherfucker can do. Just because I don't rap, nigga, I'm a nigga motherfucker. You don't know what the fuck he can do. I don't know why y'all guys think as a motherfucker it can be in the cage, he can't get his ass whipped and shit. I mean, my God, man. This is crazy. AKO is not a new to you. It's a new era of women. Because, listen, they have evolved because you guys are weak as fuck. That's why they evolved, okay? So listen, if you guys want to say something, please listen. I'll say listen, this is what I'll do to y'all guys. If y'all got something to say, call in. Call in. If you got something to say, call in. Because if you're talking shit, you're gonna get kicked out. So if you're either gonna listen and ask questions, or you're going to fucking call in and talk. But this is not about me. This is me showing you motherfuckers thing, okay? I don't give a fuck if Tate is black. I don't give a fuck. So what? I don't give a fuck if he black. What the fuck does that mean, be black? What you think all black motherfuckers get? Fuck. Let me keep going, dog. Jesus Christ. God damn. Yeah, that's what. Thank you. Thank you. Please call in and defend your cult leader, okay? If you guys want to come in and defend your cult leader, please call in, guys. Don't be rude, because my chat room dogs want to eliminate you. So please call in. Please call in. And when you call in, the first question I'm going to ask you is, what is a male issue? Okay, please do that. All right? Here we go. But he didn't say, okay, listen, if he said it, then why can't he tell that motherfucker live? Yes, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm asking you guys. If this statement is true that he's about to say, then why can't he just say, yeah, I said it? I mean, why can't he say that? Let's go. That's true. I agree. That's... Now, hold on. Now, see, this is where men become a dick. This is why you got divorced twice, Pierce. Because you never sat and held down your name. You never showed that woman she's a representation of your name. You never told that woman, Pierce, if she acts up, that has something to do with your name. See that, guys? See that, guys? Do y'all see that? That's what I'm saying. And listen. What I'm saying to you guys out here, Pierce should have just automatically used game to defend his position, because Pierce been married twice. Pierce, how can you tell me about wedding and marriage when you ain't even married? But here's the question. And all you Tate cult guys, has Tate been married? I'm asking you, has Tate been married? Any of you cult followers, has Tate been married? No, Jay, he should have said, Jay, I'm agreeing with him. Jay, I agree. Listen to me. See, I'm not tearing him down. I agree with him, but he's not standing on what he's saying. Okay? Listen to what I'm saying, okay? Let's go. Yes, absolutely. The masses have to stop being sheep. I agree with you. But no, it ain't married to the king. I love that. Hey, that was a good loophole, S. You're not married. I like that, married to the gay. That's funny. Here we go. This is what I'm talking about. What? Let's stop. This is... Do you see why men are far and few? Do you see why men are a small fraternity and everybody can't be a man? Because whether it is one guy or a million guys, gentlemen, I go back to what I was saying right here. A man knows what he's saying. A man is going to defend what he's saying. A man is going to stand on what he's saying. And a man is going to express what he's saying. So that's why you got to make sure what you're saying is something that you can be able to express even on live TV. But listen what he said. Because he had 500 followers, he was talking shit. Now he's got millions of followers, hundreds of thousands, whatever. Now he's got to change his stance. And you blind motherfuckers can't see that that's a problem? That's a fucking problem. You got to be able to stand on your shit. And look, I'll give him credit, but hey, here's my question, guys. Why didn't he just say yes from the beginning? Why didn't he just say yes from the beginning? That's their property. And again, I don't see nothing wrong with saying that because there's nothing disrespectful to the woman. Because if the woman doesn't like the fact that she's holding my name, she's carrying my name, and if she doesn't like that, there's the fucking door. But I promise you guys, when you're a fucking man, they want to be your property. They want to be your property when you're a man. So this, I keep telling you this, okay? Wait, my screen minimized. Wait, let me see something. Hold on. If not, let me see something. Oh, shit, here we go. Maybe I can't see me. Here we go. Yeah, wait, can we get, see, wait, guys, hold on. Can we get a yes or a no? Isn't a man supposed to straight, I'm asking y'all guys, please let me know. Isn't a man a straight shooter? Isn't a man just going to say yes or no? Or is a motherfucker that doesn't know what he's talking about? See, guys, Kate better put his glasses back on because look at his eyes. See the bewilderment in his fucking eyes that he's getting ate up. Look at his eyes. That's my point. Hey, Ruth, that's the point I'm trying to make. He's saying statements that he's not standing on, guys. Yes, at W2F, mean what you say and say what you mean. If she's property, don't use the Bible. Just say, yes, I said it. And then use the Bible. You see what I'm saying? That's exactly what I'm saying. All he had to do was say yes, but look at him backing up. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Wait, let me stop. Let me see. Oh, wait, stop. Wait, let me see. Can I play it? Hold on. Let me take it down and put it back up. Hold on. Let me take the video down. My video froze. I think the video froze. Hold on 2 seconds. All right, hold on, let me see. The video froze. Oh, here we go. Right, and I agree. See, I agree with him right here. Listen, I'm not here to knock him. I agree. She's not cattle. She's not a slave. Guys, you have to understand. These women have free will. But listen, listen, guys. Please, just take a moment, guys, before I keep going. Take a moment and just listen. Just listen to this one thing. Just one thing. Women want to be our property. A man. We don't ask... Look, I'm going to show you a clip from my client. He never asked a woman to say this. Do you see that? Don't think these women don't want to be your property. Guys, I'm telling you, I know that shit sounds crazy. And see, Pierce don't understand that shit. That's why Tate should have been honest. See, Tate, listen, I know, look at Tate's face. But what I'm saying is this. If Tate had game, Tate knows that women willingly give themselves as saying, I am yours. Teach me. Guide me. The pussy is yours. I am yours. I don't want anybody else. I will clean. I will cook. I will serve you. I submit to you. I will do whatever you want to do when you're a goddamn man. So you cannot say that that's not true. because the women want to be property to a man. That's the truth. And he should have said that. Why didn't he say that? He knows if he has game, he should know that these women out here, when they get around a real man, they lose their fucking mind. They lose their mind. So wait. So guys, he's right. All he had to do is say yes. It's true, because as a man, I don't have to make her my property. She wants to be my property. She wants to do everything for me, for my name. She will do anything to get my sperm and my seed. So Tate isn't lying. He just ain't standing on the shit. The woman should be talking to him like this. I mean, I can play any of these. Women will give the pussy away. They will worship you. They will do anything for you. They will do anything to hold your name. And if that means being property, they will do it. Gentlemen, remember, I say for all my black guys out there, hate to use slavery, but let's use slavery. Even when the slaves who were property were freed, not all of them left the plantation because they were so afraid to go outside that world that they stayed as property. Women do the same thing, and Tate did not say anything about that. Let's keep going. Oh, wait, let me see. How did I do that shit before? Here we go. Hold on, let me put that here. I did do it that time. Hold on, let me put that shit. Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm so adamant with this shit. Let me get to this shit. I agree. He's got to own it. You got to stand on your shit. You got to stand on your shit. I agree. I say yes. Okay. Why couldn't he just say yes at the beginning, guys? Why couldn't he just say yes fucking 5 minutes ago and this shit would have been over with? Let's keep going. That's not misogyny, Pierce, when women want to fucking suck your dick. When women want to be with you. When women buy you gifts. When women pay your bills, when women buy you Xboxes and PlayStations and Jordans and Yeezys and jewelry and cologne and watches, they want to be your property, P. Do y'all see what I'm saying? This is not hard. Well, AB, he's not focused on the verbal. He's when you don't have game, you're playing defense. A lot of young men who don't have game, they play defense. They allow the woman to dictate the pace. From the first moment they meet the woman, they allow the woman to dictate the texting, the conversation, when they go on a date, where they go on a date, why they going to date, if there's going to be something after the date. He allows the woman because he's playing defense, because he doesn't believe in himself to play offense and say, this is not about you. This is about me. You got to work to get me. You got to show me why you're worth my time. But you're seeing, guys, he's playing defense. He's got to hold in and turn it around and start controlling the interview. You never want to allow somebody to control you, because if they control you, listen, guys, they can control where you move, how you think, and where you go. Guys, for a lot of you guys, y'all should know this. No disrespect to you surface dwellers, but you know when you get around women, you allow women to walk all over you. You allow women to pick where you want to go. You allow women to say, I don't know, I'll think about it maybe, and I'll get back to you. And you guys automatically follow their lead. A man only follows his own lead, even in an interview. Tate has got to turn this shit around. He's got to turn this around. Hey, let me say something, M-Dog. And listen, and when it comes to the octagon, he's gamed up. I'm telling you. If it comes to choke holds, triangle chokes, and octagon moves, Tate is gamed up. But we're talking about the game of the I am, the mindset. Not what we do, what we are. Let's continue. Wait. Women have game because we allow them to have game. Because we don't believe in ourselves, Dirty, we allow them, okay? All right, so let's keep going. Well, here's the thing. Listen, what you're saying, Fact? Listen, you said Tay stood on his ground. He literally just prefaced saying, I understand people get, but why, okay. Let me ask you a question, Fact Sex, and you're new here, so let me break it down. Does a dog give a fuck about the bone? Does a shark give a fuck about the seal's feelings? Does a grizzly bear give a fuck about the deer? Does an eagle give a fuck about the fish? This is y'all's problem. Y'all give a fuck. The problem is that the men that don't give a fuck are the ones that win, because I'm not here to please everybody. I am here to please myself. And if you are mad, if you're upset, and if you feel some kind of way, that is none of my business, because I cannot control what you feel. You see what I'm saying? No, but I'm saying, Facts, that in the interview, listen, the same Facts, come on. I see what you're saying. All right, in fact, listen to me. All that, wait, hold on. Facts, do you want me to go to a Tate interview where he was raising his fucking voice at a woman? He was yelling and screaming at the woman. He was raising his voice. Come on, Facts. Come on, let look Facts. I'm good at what I do. He wasn't talking this way to that woman. He did an interview with a woman, and he was talking all kind of shit to that woman. So why can't he talk shit right now? Why can't he hold that same thunder he placed on that woman? See, y'all guys are just looking at one thing. Look at the whole body of work. He has yelled at other people on interviews. Why should he stop for a motherfucker that's been divorced twice, has no game, and knows nothing about fucking men? Stop. Wait, see. Why didn't Tay say what you do is none of my business? I don't need to work out me, because I know me. And the only way you can understand me is stop trying to interrupt me. Stop trying to move this interview the way you want it to go, and stop trying to corner me. See, y'all don't understand game. Men don't let anybody try to corner them, overtalk them, and do that. I'm just trying to say that, man. No. Listen. You're trying to say that he stood, but wait a second. If that's the case, why wasn't he the same way around that woman that he yelled at? Why wasn't he the same way? And if you don't, wait, let me pull it up. Hold on, guys. Allow me to show you. Wait, let me see if I can pull that shit up. Give me a second. I'm going to help y'all, because I'm here. I'm not being a dick. Let's look at that. Let me pull up. Let's pull up the Tate interview with the woman, okay? Watch this. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong one. Watch this. Watch this, guys. Hold on. Watch this, guys. Hold on. All right, y'all want to say it? All right, let's watch. Let's see here. All right, this is him talking to a woman. This is him talking to a woman. Hold on. All right, listen to him. Now, guys, you do understand he has his glasses on. See, guys, y'all got to understand, it's kind of like Clark Kent and Superman. A lot of people put their glasses on when they want to hide their truth sometimes. You know what I mean? You look at most cult leaders, if you do research on cult leaders, you will see that it always wears sunglasses to hide the truth in the eyes. So his sunglasses is his basis to hide behind and be something that he's not. He took off his glasses, and now he's something different. Listen how he's talking right here. And I'm fine with what he's saying. I'm fine with what he's saying. But he's not maintaining what he's saying to the man that's in front of him. But I keep saying, if y'all look at all his interviews where he's either yelling at a woman or something, you will see that he's wearing glasses. Let me see this one. Oh, he's wearing glasses. Let's get to... Hold on, let me see here. Let's get to another one real quick. Let me get to another one real quick to show you what I'm talking about. If I can find him with a woman, yelling at a woman. I know there was one where he was getting in a woman's motherfucking ass. He was just talking all kind of shit to the woman and shit. But I know y'all want to hear the breakdown of this, so I apologize. But I also want to do that. Well, no, man. People don't wear, dude, I can show you a dim interview where everything is dim and he's still wearing glasses, okay? Okay, a lot of guys do that, but let's keep going, okay? Wait, the interview with the girls before the band, the Matrix attacked him since he censored every platform. Now, anyway, let me keep going. Let's get to the shit. Stop. Okay, then. Okay, facts. Why didn't he say that 5 minutes ago? Facts, tell me. Facts, tell me. Why didn't he say what he just said 5 minutes ago? What was all the banter for? Okay. As I said before, a lot of people can't understand that it's not that we want to own women. Women want to be owned by us. I don't understand why he's not saying that. I don't think y'all understand. Women want to be owned by us in every way possible. So why can't he just say yes? And you see why he's divorced twice. See, that's see, Tate could have been a dick. Well, really, it was some game. Brother. Now, facts. Is Tate even married? Facts. You know Tate because you follow him. Please, anybody. Anybody that loves Tate, please, any of you. Is Tate married? Has Tate ever been married? Has Tate ever been married? Anybody? Anybody, can anybody, all you Tate fans, facts, tell me facts, has Tate been married? Then how the fuck can he talk about something he doesn't even know about? How, please somebody, how can, okay, that's me, who doesn't know anything about MMA fighting. Tell you motherfuckers how to do a triangle choke and how to beat your opponent in the ring. If he's not married or has never been married, how can he talk on a subject he know nothing about? Can someone please, come on, facts. Come on, facts, talk to me. He doesn't need to get married. He has luck. No, okay, okay. I didn't say, okay, listen, Mario. Listen, Mario, hold on. Mario, I didn't ask why he's not married. I'm asking, has he ever been married to make statements on something that he should be in? Facts. Wait, let me help him out. I am not here to tell you to get married, nor am I here. He said, Mario, he is kid. I'm not here to tell you guys to get married, and I'm not here to tell you not to get married. But see, the problem with you facts, like these guys, like these Tates out here, they don't teach you the name is everything. Your name, your bloodline, your fingerprint. See, facts, here on this show, one thing we push to young men that y'all don't know shit about because y'all listen to all motherfuckers is that your fingerprint, your name is everything. It holds not only your bloodline, but it holds the line of your and fucking ancestors who has either come under the boat through slavery or has come above the fucking boat, who realize the value and the importance of their fucking name. And the fact that you fucking guys don't know that, y'all are the reason why y'all are soft as shit. Your name is everything, and you don't have to carry your name because I know you don't have enough value of self-worth, but I'm never telling you to get married. See, one thing, I don't tell you to get married not to get married, but for someone who has not been married to tell you not to get married, or someone who's never been married to tell you that this is what marriage is, it's completely fucked up. It's wrong. It's wrong. The reason I'm passionate, TBB, I'm not in my emotions, but brother, if you want to call into the show, please call into the show. Because guys, like, it's just y'all, all you guys, like y'all internet gangsters, call into the show. And with y'all, and the worst part about it, you guys want to live your life through another man, and that's fucking gay. Hey, and for all you guys out there that want to be gay, please allow me to say that if you feel that you want to love another man, then by all means, be with another man. I am not here to judge you guys for not only loving another man, but following another man like you want to fucking be with that man. So if you guys love that man, then, hey, there's nothing wrong about it because there's things on YouTube where you guys can openly admit your love for other men. And that's a goddamn shame. Now, let me continue. Jesus Christ. All right, stop. Let me stop that real quick. See, Pierce is wrong. If you commit and create a union with a woman, you're going to get divorced. Because you're saying we're equal. And listen to me, guys. If you're getting married or you get into a fucking relationship on a 50-50, then it's going to fucking fail. Because what you're saying is the woman is equal to you. And she's going after your fucking name. How can she be equal to me when she's going after my name? She's going after my child, my sperm, my attention, my time, my respect, and my dick. So please tell me. Where's the equal at? Where's the equal at? But when you guys go in that union, equal, this is why y'all get divorced, and this is why y'all have y'all problems, because you're saying that the two of you guys are equal. See, there's no equal in this shit. And you know what? You can tell a woman that shit, and they'll still want to be with you. You can tell a woman that shit and they still want to be with me. It's shocking, guys. Let's keep going. Wait, time out. No ownership. Nobody said I own the woman. Gentlemen, wait. Is owning a woman when they talk to you like this? Wait, I'll give you another one. Let me give you another one for one of my other students. He just sent me something hot off the press. And tell me, when they talk to you like this, is this ownership? Wait a second. Why do we got to own shit when they want to be owned by us? When they want to be with us? When they will accept that we have other women? Guys, you understand what I'm saying? When you have other women, your chances of getting any woman goes that much higher because women want what other men have. That's what Tate should have said. That's what Tate should have said. Tate should have said that, you know what? First off, I'm not married, so I shouldn't be talking about marriage. I've never been married, and I got a fucking girlfriend. A fucking girlfriend. That is not marriage. Having a girlfriend and being married is two totally different things, and Tate didn't say that shit. Let's keep going. Tate, why don't you just say she's selling herself? Guys, this is a layup. Hey, Pierce, let me break down women for a second, old boy. Women are selling their sales with fake makeup, fake eyeliner, blush, mascara, weave, fake eyes, fake nails, push-up bras. Pierce, they're doing everything they can to sell their sales out. What the fuck are you talking about? See that, guys? Yeah, game. You should be able to stand on points when he say those things. Because women are constantly selling themselves to us. Guys, I promise you right now, any of you guys, turn on your fucking TV tomorrow morning or turn on your TV right now and you'll see, well, hi, Judy. My name is Judy and I took some olive oil to get rid of those wrinkles and shit like that. Hi, my name is Kathy and I'm chafing right now. Or my hair is dirty and I want to use Head and Shoulders. And guys, women are selling themselves. What the fuck is Pierce talking about? See what I'm saying, guys? Do you see what I'm saying? Guys, do y'all see what I'm saying? Okay, wait a second. You say he protects his fear and insecurity to other guys. Well, he shouldn't protect anything. He should be straight up as a man. I'm just saying. He should be straight up. He should be straight up and be honest. Okay. All right, listen, Em, I always tell people to watch Eddie Murphy's 1,000 Words. And the reason why I tell all you guys to do that is because every word you say, you must stand on it. Don't say things that you're not going to live by. And that's what a man should teach all of you guys, that a lot of these men out here are not standing on shit. He's not even defending his position or going on the attack. Hey, he should have said, you know what, I'm Andrew Tate. P, you know how much pussy I get? P, do you know, P. P, I mean, Pete, I want you to take my phone and I want you to look through my messages and look at all the women that want to be my property. That's all he had to do. What does that make him a dick for being honest? I'm not asking these women to beg for my time. I'm not asking these women who are begging to suck my dick and want to fuck me, Pete. So do you want to see that I'm not trying to ask them? They want to be with me. Do y'all see what I'm saying? He's not standing or defending any position. A man stands on his position. A man doesn't let a woman nor another man move him. He's in the defensive position like a lot of you guys are with women. Here y'all got, well, I'm saying, well, Italy, I'm just saying that, you know, is it okay if, I just want to know if it's okay if we go out on a date. I just, you know, you're so gorgeous and you're so pretty and, you know, I'll wait. Y'all do that shit all the fucking time. And then you expect a woman to respect you? Fuck out of here. Let's listen to this shit.
Thank you.
Yeah, he said back. Guys, look, I ask all you guys, I know a lot of y'all guys love this man like y'all want to fuck the dude, but can y'all push y'all fucking love and feminine emotions aside and listen to this motherfucker and look in his eye, his truth is in his eyes. You can tell this motherfucker is backpedaling. He ain't standing on shit. Okay, but wait. And listen, guys, it's going to shock you. I agree with Tate. But here lies the problem. He's trying to make you into him. He's not saying think for yourself. He's not saying don't take what I'm saying as me being you, you being me. Come on, look at his eyes, man. Yeah, he looks annoyed. Oh, my Jesus God. He just said no. That's a lie. Guys, a marriage isn't equal. Dating isn't equal. And a man is not equal to a woman. We do not bleed once a month. We're not fucking should be emotional. And we don't bleed with our fucking feelings. Women are going after our name. They're going after our sperm. They're going after us by caking on weave, eyeliner, makeup, and blush every goddamn day. So why can't he just say that the truth is it's not that women shouldn't be equal, but by biology, by our mind, our bodies, we're not equal. Men don't bleed. Men are not emotional. And men don't cry. Now, guys, as I told you, if you want to cry, get in your car, drive in the middle of nowhere and cry your fucking ass out. But do not cry in front of people, please. We don't stop that shit. We don't stop all that crying and shit. Now, I understand if you're an athlete because there's passion. That's not crying. That's passion. But come on, man. Why isn't he defending man? Hey, bloody Piers, excuse me for a second. Let me bloody tell you, Piers, I also got the fucking right to tell her to go the fuck on and find somebody else, Piers. I also got the right, Piers, to tell her that I got other women. I also got the right, Piers, to tell her you can make the decision. If you want to be on my roster, you can be on my roster. And if you don't, there's the door. And if you cannot handle me fucking other women, then there's the door. See, this is the fucking thing I'm talking about. Shout out, Zach. What's up, man? What's up, Zach? I am, dog. This shit's killing me. No, stop. Oh, you fucking liar, you. Guys. I'm going to talk to you like you're God. You have the moral right. You guys have the moral right to be men. You have the moral right to stand on your name. You have the moral right to check disrespect. You have the moral right to not allow a woman to walk all over you. You got the moral right to stand up for yourself. You got the moral right to walk away from a woman. What the fuck do you mean you ain't got no moral rights? You got moral rights because you were born a fucking man. You know, you want to know what you, hey, let me show y'all guys, because most of y'all guys don't know what your moral right is. And allow me to show you that's not your moral right. This is your moral right. Your moral right. When you came in this world and knocked off your brothers and your fucking sisters to get to the goddamn egg, you have the moral right to do whatever the fuck it is you want to do. So you can't let this, man, come on, man. Guys, y'all see what I'm saying, man? If you got a game, you got to stand on shit. All you young men out there, all you men, have the moral right to stand on your fucking thrones. You have the moral right to be an emperor, a god. You got the moral right to be all things to yourself. You don't have to be anything to these goddamn women. You got to be that way to yourself. To yourselves. Let's keep going. Wait. How is it? Okay. Again, I know y'all guys, again, I'm not trying to parrot this shit. But what are we to do when they get on and take the knee, kiss the ring, and say, I'll do whatever the fuck you want me to do? The pussy is always yours. What are we to do when they say, I don't care if I'm married, I'm single, I'm in the same city, same state, or I'm on another fucking planet. Whenever you want this pussy, you can have it. So wait, what do you want us to do? Women are giving the pussy to the man. What do you mean? I'm lost. I don't understand. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, my God. Wait, hold on, guys. Y'all heard that? It went doomp. Y'all heard that? Hey, guys, listen. Guys, listen. It went doomp. It went doomp. You know what that was? One of his nuts finally dropped from his fucking stomach, and he finally took an offensive. Finally, guys, he finally took an offensive and told that motherfucker, stop interrupting. But see, he said it kind of feminine-like. See, as a man, you're supposed to tell that motherfucker, hey, look, dude, look, let me tell you something. I'm here to, hey, do you just want to talk? Because if you want to talk, I'll just shut the fuck up. But if you want me to tell you, you brought me here to talk. And all you're doing is talking, Pierce. Or Pierce, where the fuck his name is. Come on. Gentlemen, last time I'm going to say this, because it's got to stick in your head. A man does not have authority over a woman. But what the fuck do you do when she gives you authority? Why isn't he saying this? Why is he telling Pierce that, you know what? What am I to do when she gives me the pussy? She says, I'm her daddy. Or she's like, you know what? Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. Whatever you want me to clean up, I'll pick up. I'll cook. I'll go get things for you. I'll go get your shopping done. I'll go detail your car. I'll do whatever it can. I just want to be with you forever. So what the fuck why isn't this man saying this shit? Thank you. Finally. See, I didn't watch the interview to hear that shit. See that? Fine. Why didn't he say that before? Why didn't he just say that? Why didn't he just say that? Look, Pierce, look at my phone. Do you see how many bitches I have on my phone? Do you see how many women that want to fuck me, want to have my child, and are submit? Hey, look at this titty picture. Look at the titties on that one. She wants me. She submitted herself to me. But he finally did it. Yeah, D, he finally fucking did it. Why can't you just say next question? Because, guys, I'm going to scoot it up because it seems like we're going in circles. Now, guys, listen to me. I want to tell you a lesson before I move on. I'm going to scoot this thing up a little bit. A woman is going to keep saying the same shit over and over and over again until you submit and agree to what they're saying. Okay? So what I'm saying is that as a man, you say it one time, do you understand? And if you bring this up again, I'm going to dismiss you out of my life. What he is doing is, Pierce is trying to force him to say something. So instead of being a man and saying, I've already answered your question, can we go to the next question? He's allowing this guy to keep like a woman, chirping her fucking mouth. Womp, 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 womp. It's the same thing. What Pierce is doing right here, guys, if y'all are noticing, he's saying the same thing different ways, and Tate is not recognizing it because he's playing defense. If he was playing offense, he would have checked this man on what he was saying and say, look, I've already answered your question. Can we go to the next question? But he's not doing that, gentlemen. I have to have a drink of authority because I'm a man. I have to have an agree of authority, Pierce, because I am all things to me. And if a woman wants to get with me, she must submit her masculinity at the door and realize she has to give me 1 foot of femininity just to get my attention. Then she's got to work, Pierce, to get my fucking time. She's got to work, Pierce, to get my goddamn respect. She's got to work, Pierce, to get my dick. But see, y'all guys don't think that way. Y'all just want to fuck things, man. Come on. Yeah, you asked a quick question. Rudy, you say, as a man, do I ever play defense or do I stick or offense on time? The only time you play defense is in the bedroom, because what you want to do is you want to be sexual satisfaction. And I'm not saying you got to play a little defense offense, because the defense you're playing are you're listening to the noises, the moans, the groans, the way she moves her body, the way she moves versus you touching her leg, the inside of her leg, versus you touching underneath your leg is going to, you've got to be able to listen. So a little bit of defense is realizing you got to pay attention to how a woman smiles. Now, every woman smiles. You got to pay attention to giggles. You got to pay attention to movements. That's the only defense that you play, by paying attention. But you don't play any other kind of defense, sir. You don't have to. Okay, here we go. Good question, sir. Thank you. Wait. For my 18-year-old young men, maybe your dad never told you. Maybe your grandfather never told you. Your name is authority. Your name is authority. And you must carry the name, not only of your father, but of your grandfather, but of your ancestors. And you must be proud of your name, and you do not fuck your name up. You do not sit around and let some ain't shit woman walk over your name. You do not allow anybody to punch or pick or try to bully or beat up your name. You protect and love your name. Your name is all things. So what the fuck is he talking about? Can't even answer. If I asked you what 2 + 2 is, you would say 4. He asked you a simple question. And gentlemen, I said it a few days ago, and I'm going to stand on what I say. If you motherfuckers think that 18 and 19-year-old women are not fucking at the same rate of 25-year-olds, you're fucking crazy. They're all fucking at the same rate. Y'all, these women are giving pussy away like Halloween candy. So listen to this shit. Gentlemen, let me zoom into me. Gentlemen, as a 51-year-old connoisseur, that's an ex-whore, I told you guys to look at, I saw a movie in 1980, I didn't see the movie, I saw the commercial. In 1983, before the internet, they had a movie called Angel, about a high school girl that used to be prostitutes. Gentlemen, do you understand that pimps do take young girls who are on homeless or something, and they put them on the street? Do you know a lot of young girls leave to go to Hollywood who can't find a career, and they fuck on the side? Do you know women who are lawyers and doctors and shit? Do you know they go and get on that goddamn pole and suck a little bit of dick up in the VIP? So, guys, do y'all not think women... Guys, I told y'all in August, what did I tell you guys in July? August is our greatest month of the year because it is in August. It is at that young woman in May or June, when they throw that hat up in the air as a high school girl, when that hat drops, they become a woman, because at that point they realize they're about to leave the house. They will have no more supervision, no more body to tell them what to do. They are free to drink, do drugs, and fuck, and not even in that order. And if you guys think that these women leave that house and get in the ivory tower and not fuck, have sugar daddies, and fuck other dudes on the side, they fuck as much as a 25-year-old woman does. There's no difference between an 18-year-old, guys. They're fucking now. They shouldn't be. But allegedly, they're doing things in since junior high school and high school. So you're telling me 18 ain't fucking? I'm asking all my dogs, think about what I'm saying. Listen, I don't condone it, but even when I was smashing, I was smashing at 13, but even though when I was in junior high and all this stuff, there's a lot of girls out there, even back then, that didn't have sex, but there were three ways they would do it. They would either do it through their mouth, their hand, or they will have anal sex, but they will maintain their virginity. You guys, guys, y'all see it every day. What did we tell you? Remember I told you about Hannah Montana, Britney Spears, and all these Mickey Mouse girls? When they come of age, they're hot in the pants. And this is no knock. It's just how our bodies are. Guys, your hormones are going wild, but for some odd reason, you think that women don't have the same fucking hormones and want to fucking fuck. Oh, God damn it, dog. I don't know why this guy's lying. This is a fucking lie. He's lying. He's fucking lying. Gentlemen, women have this thing called a fucking phone that is connected to this world wide web. You don't think these women are, guys, y'all don't think these women are talking to every woman, guys, I told you, even the ugly women. Even the women that look like Grodd, you know, hey, I'm going to fight Superman. You know, those ugly Grodd type women. They've got thousands of bank accounts. I keep telling y'all, they have thousands of guys that would do just anything just to get a whoop of pussy from those women. And those women are fucking, I'm sorry, guys. It is not me to judge them for what they're doing. I have no problem with women fucking. That's not my judgment. I don't judge women. But to say that a 18 or 19-year-old is not, I don't think you guys have, I know you got a computer. You don't think these women are, I would rather you believe in Santa Claus than this shit. Do you actually think that a young girl at this age and this rate, this is the only time women have been fucking more than ever. Yes. But I'm only talking about the 18s. I can't talk about anything below 18. I can't talk about that. I think I can talk about more adult girls. 18 and over are fucking. They're just doing it quietly. Even the 25-year-olds are fucking quietly. So this is a wrong, this is a bad statement. No, he should have said 40. He should have said at least 35. He should have said, hey, Piers, up, baby. Look, we know when they hit 30, the metabolism slows down, the eggs start to dry up, you know, they get the crow's feet, and they're just less attractive than the average woman when they get at that age. I'm not saying 30 is an ugly age, but when you hit 40, it's very hard to have a baby with a 40-year-old because that child can have complications. But to sit here and say that an 18-year-old is better than a 25-year-old is wrong because what if the 18-year-old has been fucking, okay, what if the 18-year-old's a porn star who's fucked 300 men and you have a church-going 25-year-old who's only slept with two guys? Does that mean that the 25-year-old is worse than the 18-year-old? See, guys, you have to understand when you say things like this about women, unless he has fucked every woman that is 18 to 25, you cannot make that statement. You cannot make that statement. Gentlemen, even like Mark, like I say, y'all go to Twitch. Go to any dating app and you will see these women trying to give up ass. Go to any OnlyFans or Fan Only. Guys, for you old, you young kids, there used to be this thing called Backpage. Oh, and before that, guys, it was called Craigslist, okay? Backpage and Craigslist. And you won't believe all the young girls that were 18 giving up that pussy. Guys, y'all watch porn. You see it even in porn. You see them 18. You all see those college, those, you can look at the amateur shit. Look at the amateur college girls. And look at all the nasty shit they're doing. Gentlemen, you have to understand this. I'm about to press play, but I need to help y'all understand. As I told you before, young girls are always exploring their sexuality. That means that she is trying to figure out what the perfect dildo is, the perfect way to come. If she likes to get her ass smacked, if she wants to put some in her ass, if she likes to swallow, suck, they're learning their bodies. Y'all guys act like there's sugar and spice and like, tomorrow I'm going to save the whales. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray for about 8 hours. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to feed the homeless. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to realize in my ivory tower, I'm going to knit. Yes, I'm going to knit. And I'm going to be wholesome. And I'm going to be good. And I'm going to take my vegetables and say my prayers, because there's no way that I would do that, because I'm special and I'm valuable. And yes, that was a tear of pity. Because I wish I could help the homeless. Do you guys think this is a fucking, like, a pageant? You meet a woman, she's like, yeah, give me that dick. What's going on with those balls? Come in my face. Ooh, oh, my God. Yeah, I want to suck your dick. Ooh, look at that package. Fuck the shit out of me. Spread my ass. Put your finger in my ass. Ooh, I like it like that. Yeah, put my knees to my shoulder. Oh, my God. You're so dirty. Oh, I love it. I'm nasty. I'm naughty. Fuck me. Oh, my God. I want to fuck her. I want to fuck him. I want to fuck both of them. I want to be in an orgy. Oh, my God. This is great. Jesus Christ. I'm telling y'all. Y'all motherfuckers think these women are... Man, get the fuck out of here. Y'all crazy. These women are fucking. Oh, lady, and any lady watching, you goddamn know you are. So don't act like you're not. Let me keep playing this shit. Right, here comes the problem, because what he's saying, a lot of you young boys that don't know anything about foolish propaganda automatically assume that women ain't shit. See how that works? How cults work? They tell you something, an I do, and y'all guys actually think that it's actually true, man. This is not a true statement. It doesn't matter. I'm talking about legal. Legal, 18. I'll just say 18. Some places less that, but we'll just say 18. From 18 on up, I can never tell you guys that women ain't shit. But here lies your problem. As I said before, your problem is the majority of you guys are too busy worshiping these fucking women, too busy saying these women are beautiful, sexy, and gorgeous. And they're not beautiful. They're not sexy, and they're not gorgeous, because beauty is, and sexy is, and gorgeous is what gorgeous, beautiful, and sexy does. And what I'm saying to you guys out here, you're the sexy one, gorgeous one, and beautiful one. And she's got to earn those things with you because you guys are falling in love with false makeup. You're dealing with women who have low self-esteem, low self-worth. Ladies, I'm not, and y'all ladies listening, y'all know I'm to being honest. Y'all have low self-esteem and low self-worth, and you fucking, most of you guys hate yourself because you'd rather put on fucking wigs and cake on makeup, but that's here nor there. I'm just saying for you guys out there that these women are not what you think they are, and this is a fucking lie here. All right, Sal, can someone please tell me what toxic masculinity is? Someone please tell me and give me an example. I swear to you guys, we're going to be doing a show on this tomorrow. Zach's got this shit set up. But can someone please tell us what toxic masculinity is? And I'm not joking. What is toxic masculinity? Because that's no such thing as it. That shit's fake. There's no such thing as toxic masculinity. And I would love for anybody to tell me. Please, somebody, tell me what toxic masculinity is. I agree. What is toxic masculinity? Please, somebody in the chat room. I'm serious. Can please someone just tell me what the fuck is toxic masculinity and give me an example, please. Thank you. The word is toxic. Yes. That's true. Well, why they did, but again, see, hold on. He doesn't say that to y'all guys. There's nothing that says, please understand, everything I'm saying is just, I'm just talking shit. Please don't take this seriously. But he never says that. He never says that. But I'm waiting for anybody. I'm hoping any tight fans tell me what that shit is. That's true. Oh, wait, let me pause this. B, we're thank you. Yeah, B, we're anti-bitch. But B, I ask you, because this is a man's space, because maybe you know more. Can you please explain to us what toxic masculinity is? And please give us an example. If you could please do that, because it sounds like you're for tape. So if you could do that, I would appreciate that because I don't know what that is. I'm a man, so I don't know what toxic fucking masculinity is. So if you can help me with that, I appreciate that. Please. Well, let me continue. But this is his, okay, guys, please understand this. If you ever have a woman say she has a problem with you, never let it go beyond what she's saying. Her problem is her choice. Her problem is not your problem. When you are a man, women are going to have problems with you being with other women, but they'll still fuck you. So never let a woman or anybody say, I have a problem with you. It's none of your business what the fuck you feel about me because I'm not you. So when he says I have a problem with you, why the fuck did Tate say your problem is your – this is what I'm saying. I don't understand. When somebody says I have a problem with you, why the fuck are you not allowed to say – I don't give a fuck what you think. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to, for him to say that to Tate, I got a problem with you, and Tate just looking at him. Look at him. Look how he's looking right here. Well, what do I blow you say fuck you next? See this? God damn it, look him in his fucking eye. Stop looking away. Every time you look away, he's gaining more power. Look in his fucking weak bitch eyes and tell him what you think. Guys, look. Guys, you see why he wears sunglasses? You see why he wears sunglasses? He can't even stare at him and look him in his goddamn eye and not move away. When you're standing on what you believe in, you don't look to the left. You don't look to the right. You look exactly at that goddamn person. I know people. Okay, right. Andrew, you're right. I agree. But why is he not looking at him in his goddamn eyes? Why does he keep moving his eyes? Now, hold on, stop right there. That is a lie. I keep telling you, and I hate using this woman's goddamn statement. God damn it, you know I hate giving women credit, but I give women credit for the statement that she made. Gentlemen, it doesn't matter if she's 18 or 48, anything in between. If she knows that your pussy is tighter than hers, she will be masculine. If you have a standard, laws, rules, codes, principles, narratives, mission statements, and legacy statements about yourself, she has no choice to be feminine because a man doesn't deal with anybody masculine. Shit. Okay, hold on, Dan Day. Listen, brother, listen. I understand a man is allowed to have his preference, okay? All right? But when you try to push your preference on somebody else, that's an I do pushing an I do on a young boy. He's pushing something outside of himself on young men. He's not teaching young men to fucking think for themselves. And this is the problem with what's going on with the disease called the modern male. It's a disease. And that's weird. Yeah, I noticed that too. That motherfucker ain't blinking. But wait, is that not, wait a second. This is what, I hope you Tate fans just heard that. Is he not just a walking contradiction? Wait a second. He's telling you guys, don't date 25-year-olds because they're fucked up, abused, and their pussies are worn out. Wait a second. I want y'all to see this, all right? I want you to see this. Did he not just agree that or talk about do not mess with 25-year-olds? He did. Did he not say that? I just, I'm just, I hope y'all see this. All you Tate fans, all you Tate fans that love him and want to be with him, just push your fucking emotions aside and listen to what he just fucking showed you. He just was trying to defend why and talked about why 25-year-old women ain't shit and mess with 19 and 18-year-olds. The motherfucker just told you that he fucks with the same things he's telling you to stay away from. And y'all don't even fucking, y'all, hold on. How can you not see this shit? He just told you, I mess with 25, 26, 27-year-olds. But on the other hand, he's telling you not to mess with 25-year-olds. He ain't even, God, this motherfucker's getting destroyed. How do y'all, man, get the fuck out of here. And 336, I got you. And this is why, guys, I always tell you, this is why I always tell you, don't follow people that tell you what to do. Follow motherfuckers that teach you how to think for yourselves. Don't follow 25-year-olds, but I'll follow and fuck them. Eric code 336, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
How you doing, sir? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Jason, I'm in Charlotte. I'm just listening okay. to the show, trying to peep game, you know what I'm saying? I've been listening to you
what's
for
good?
About a year now, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say, in light of everything that you talk about, why the
yes,
fuck
sir.
Is you judging another man?
Shouldn't wait, wait, okay,
your number
okay,
one concern
okay,
be yourself?
Okay, wait, okay, listen. Okay, great question. Can I answer it? But please, I'm not judging the man because that's an I do. I'm judging what he's lying of the I ams. I want you to listen to me, 336, because I'm moving you up because I want you to listen because it sounds like you want to talk over me. I'm going to listen to talk. Listen. I'm not judging his work ethic in the ring. I'm not challenging that he has money and outside financial success. What I am showing is that if you are talking about game and you're standing on what you are, shouldn't you be able to be that same individual in front of somebody? I'm not talking about his clothes. I'm not talking about his money. I'm talking about his mindset, sir. So what would you like to say on that? I'll open you back up. Yes, sir. So what would you like to say,
sir? I mean, I see what you're saying, but at the end of the
okay,
day,
yes,
you're
sir.
Still judging another man.
What? No. Okay.
I don't give
it's okay,
a fuck.
Wait,
I don't care
okay,
what
wait,
it's
wait,
on.
Wait, hold on. Sir, calm down. Don't need to. See, I'm talking to you as sir. So can you please shut the fuck up. See, I'm trying to be nice. I'm not judging who he is, but people have got to see what cults do to young fucking men, you dumb fuck. If you don't see what he's doing, then you're part of the fucking problem. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to open you up. I don't want to hear anything about what you fucking want to say. I want to ask him one question, and I want you to answer this one question. He just said that you shouldn't fuck with 25-year-old women. Fuck with 19 and 18-year-olds. And then he just said he fucks with 25, 26, and 27-year-old women. So I'm going to ask you, is that an I do or I am? Let me know, caller. What is that, an I do or an I am?
Bro, you're still judging another man.
All right, get the fuck off this. See, get the fuck off. Bye. Bye. Gentlemen, don't give a fuck about this guy. But when you have game has to show you motherfuckers what game actually does. And if you saying shit, you should be able to stand on what the fuck you are. But my problem isn't him, like I tell you, or the passport brothers or anything like that. I've always told you that. There are too many young boys that are impressionable. And there's too many guys out there with all this rage hurting harming, raping, and doing Lord's knows what to women who don't mean to do that, but they're following people because of a high count, or they're following because they see shiny shit. And if you think that I'm going to sit here and let these young boys do it, because they're our fucking future, you dumb fuck. Somebody's got to guide these motherfuckers to be men. And in order to guide a man to be a fucking man, he's got to see what he shouldn't be. And I ain't saying be me. And I ain't saying be Tate. I'm saying think for your fucking self. Think of your fucking self. And these young boys believe everything this man is saying, and I just caught him in a fucking lie. Dumb fuck. He just said it live on the air. Don't fuck with 25-year-olds, and he just said he fucks with 25-year-olds. The fuck out of here, man. Let's keep going. I'll open the lines back up. Here we go.